guess this season you guys picked third in the preseason poll, and there's some high expectations after coming off 10 wins. How would you describe what the expectations have been like throughout this offseason as you look ahead to this fall?
Right. Well, I think it's really been brought to my attention just today and yesterday. Everyone's mentioning that. And we just got to kind of tune that out and just focus on what Wisconsin football is. And, I mean, what the blueprint for success is for Wisconsin is tough, discipline, and mistake-free football. And I think if we focus on that and just focus on each and every day rather than a whole season, I think when it's all said and done, we'll hopefully have a successful season.
For you personally, I know last year there was, I guess, some questions that maybe weren't answered at the time, with the quarterback position, but then you clearly established yourself as a guy. How much more confident are you going into this season, knowing your role, knowing that you're the one that everyone's looking upon?
Yeah, it definitely is a confidence boost, just being battle tested and, playing on the road, just getting starts in a game, just for that matter. It was huge just from my experience. And, you can make a mistake or throw an interception in practice, but you don't really, it's really hard to, it's not the same as doing the same thing in a game when you got 80,000 fans there. That's when you really learn what a mistake is. And hopefully I learned from the past and can hopefully have a better season this year.
What do you take away from being able to win that home game against Miami? Because I know the year before, after you lost to Florida State, Brian mentioned to me how that was, kind of an embarrassing defeat and something that really kind of motivated you guys last offseason. And now you're able to get a win in that game. Obviously, you have sights set higher.
Yeah, it was huge just for the fact that I don't think anyone outside of the state of Wisconsin had picked us to win. Everyone saw Miami's speed as the deciding factor, but it was just really reassuring that you don't have to be the fastest team, or we can win playing Wisconsin football, and that's a hard-nosed, blue collar, physical and mistake free football. And it was just a big surprise for a lot of people, but I think it was good for us. It was reassuring, and that we can play with anyone.
How much easier does it make your life as a quarterback when you have a guy like John Clay in the backfield that that you can depend on to carry the ball and make big plays for him?
Definitely. I mean, he's a load and he's a workhorse, and he does take the brunt of it. And then also our offensive line, we got all those guys coming back, and they're the hardest workers on our team, and they don't say much, but they get the job done and more, and it's really a privilege to play behind those guys.
How critical will it be to get off to a good start this season, especially when you consider again you have Ohio State and Iowa back-to-back weeks, and those are the two teams picked ahead of you?
Right. I think it's big for anyone, just because you got to win the first game. If you win your early games, the games get more important down the line. And with that being said, we got to focus on UNLV. They got a whole new coaching staff in there, and they were from the 1A national champions, so they're going to be a good team and much improved. And then anytime you're going out to Vegas, there's the factor of getting distracted or whatever. So we got to take each and every game as it comes, and then hopefully when we get to Ohio State and Iowa, that those games are even bigger.
How motivating is it when you get a chance to play in a conference for last year, even though it's always gotten scrutinized for its lack of success in bowl games? You had two teams that were able to win BCS games, and you had yourself being able to win Champs Sports Bowl.
Yeah, it was awesome. I've been a fan of the Big Ten ever since I was a little kid, and it was really cool to see Ohio State take down Oregon and Iowa take down Georgia Tech, and just see how well the Big Ten competed in the bowl picture. And I know a year ago everyone was saying, oh, the Big Ten can't win a bowl game, and it was really neat to see everyone kind of pick up the pace and go out there and get some victories and get a little bit more respect for our conference, and hopefully it's the same this year.